Hi, listeners. Stories have so much power, and so does whoever controls the narrative. It is time that we dissect and analyze these stories. I am Vipul, and this is Woke Tales. Hi everyone. June is Pride Month, and as a sub-holiday during Pride Month, Pride Day was celebrated on June 28. The day marks the date in history when the first Pride March was held in New York City in 1970. However, different communities celebrate Pride Day on different days throughout June. So for today's story, I have a Chilean fairy tale called Florinda. It is notable for its freewheeling approach to gender and sexuality, which lends itself to many interpretations of the main characters, their identities, and relationships. So on that note, it's story time. When Florinda was born, her father bought her a crucifix and hung it over her cradle. When she is about 10, her mother dies, and her father descends into madness, squandering the family fortune in search of a wife to replace the one he lost. Eventually, he decides that the unlucky bride should be Florinda herself. Florinda runs away from him and vanishes from sight in front of her crucifix. The next day, Florinda fled to her grandmother. At her request, her grandmother helped cut Florinda's hair and dressed the girl as a man. In this masculine disguise, Florinda stole one of her father's horses and rode off. Florinda's disguise was so convincing, she even fooled her father, who came across the quote-unquote gentleman in his search for his daughter. She seeks shelter in the palace of a king, who takes an immediate liking to the quote-unquote young man, and, after three nights, arranges to have Florinda marry his daughter. On their wedding night, Florinda reveals her secret and admits to her new bride that she was also a woman. "All the better," the new bride said. "We'll simply share our life like two doves." Florinda agreed to the plan, but only if the king's daughter kept her true sex a secret. The deception might have held if it hadn't been for the princess's godfather. The godfather, who was king of a neighboring land, had a prophet who revealed that his goddaughter had married a woman. The godfather proceeded to tell the first king that his son-in-law was actually a woman. The king could not believe his ears. The two kings make a bet. Whoever is correct about Florinda's sex gets the other's kingdom. Florinda, with considerable angst, agreed to undergo a series of tests to settle the bet that the two kings had made on the matter. The king's daughter feared both of them might be killed if their marital deception was uncovered. Florinda passes the first masculinity test by shooting down several pigeons during a hunt. The next test is more difficult. She must bathe naked in front of the two kings. Just as Florinda was about to come out of the river, her childhood crucifix came flying across the water. As she stood up, Florinda was revealed to be a man. Florinda rode back to the palace to reveal the miracle to his wife, who had been sick in bed with worry. As for the second king, who lost his bet, he was furious at his fortune teller. "Why did you tell me she was a woman?" "She was," the prophet said, "but I am not able to predict the miracles of the Lord." The end. The story elements of the Florinda folktale are complex and require some unpacking. The original motivation for Florinda adopting a masculine identity is to escape her father's incestuous interest in her. Once she is safely free of her father's sphere of influence, however, the story shifts to a love story between two women. It is also noteworthy that Florinda's wife is all right with marrying another woman, though recognizes the need for secrecy. Florinda's ultimate physical transition to a man was in part a way to legitimize the relationship in heterosexual terms. But the fact that her sexual transition was identified as a miracle of God could also be seen as legitimizing in folkloring terms such gender fluidity. Another not surprising plot of the story is the decision of women's life being influenced by men and what they want. Has anything changed since Florinda's time? Similar tales of female wives were well distributed across the world. Florinda's particular story also seems to owe something to the Catholic tradition of cross-dressing saints. But there may also be some indigenous sources of inspiration for the transgender element of the story, related to the often gender-fluid shamans of the Mapuche people in Chile. And on that note, happy Pride, and bye for now. Let me know your thoughts on the story and our discussion by emailing me on woketalespodcast@gmail.com or through social media at woketalespodcast on Instagram and woketalespod on Twitter. And please rate, review, and like Woke Tales Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe so you can easily access our weekly stories. If you have any story recommendations or if you want to come dissect and analyze a story with me, give me a shout out on email or social media. Because whatever you do, keep dissecting and keep analyzing.